Okie dokie, it's time for the news that you need. Joe's Need to Know News. The U.S. women's soccer team has advanced to the World Cup finals after defeating England 2-1. Take that, Queen Elizabeth.
I mean, how ceremonial to beat England on like 2 days before July 4th.
Yep, it's proud to be an American. Take that, England. They're going to play in the finals on Sunday. They're going to face the winner of today's game, the Netherlands taking on Sweden. Megan Rapinoe was left out of the starting lineup. A lot of people saying, well, what's going on? Because she's the captain of the team. Is it because she's been going back and forth with all these things with Donald Trump online? No, they're saying she had a hamstring injury. They're just trying to rest her up for the big game. Auto industry icon Lee Iacocca, credited with rescuing Chrysler from near bankruptcy in the 1980s, has died. He was 94. Iacocca's youngest daughter confirmed he passed away of natural causes. He was born in Allentown, Pennsylvania, October 5th. 1924. He would go on to lead two major American companies, Chrysler and Ford. So that guy's a big guy in the car industry. Imagine being this mom. How upset would you be? She's furious with United Airlines after they placed her 14-year-old son on a flight to the wrong country.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, the team was scheduled to fly from Raleigh to Stockholm, Sweden with a stop in Newark. But in Newark, he was put onto a flight headed for Germany instead of Stockholm. His mom, really upset, especially since she paid $150 to United. It's an additional fee where they'll escort the boy to the correct flight.
Right. Oh my gosh, and you pay that and then that happens.
Come here, kid.
Airlines do this type of stuff all the time.
Yeah, I don't understand. I can't get onto a flight because my ticket never scans properly on my phone or something. Meanwhile, they're just putting a random kid onto a flight. Like, here you go, Johnny.
Wait, also, where is Stockholm?
Sweden.
Got it. Okay.
The boy eventually did return to the terminal in Newark and was rebooked on a different flight to Copenhagen, then arrived in Stockholm the next day. All right, this is something, I don't know if as a woman, Liv, you've done this a lot. Do you ever have like your friends bet you like, I'll give you $10 if you eat this or drink this, like this gross stuff?
Yes, 1,000%, because they knew I would be the only one that would actually do it.
Oh, what's something that you did, like a drink or a food?
One time they mixed, I'm going to throw up. They mixed mashed potatoes and milk with chicken and gravy one time at lunch, and I drank it.
All right, that's gross, but not as gross as this. A man in Australia, his friend dared him to eat a gecko.
Oh gosh, no, I would never go that far.
Well, don't, because he ended up dying of salmonella 10 days later.
Oh my gosh.
2 days after the man ate the reptile, he became violently sick and ill. He started throwing up and it was green, this bile and all kinds of stuff. 1 day later, he was diagnosed with salmonella. He was eventually put into a coma at the hospital because they could not control his pain. The man never got better and eventually passed away. Now, there's conflicting reports if he actually ate the reptile or not, but on the actual death certificate, it says ingestion of a gecko as the cause of death.
Oh, how bad would you be, like, feel if you were that friend?
Yeah, because obviously nobody was thinking, like, well, wait a minute, salmonella poisoning. Like, I wouldn't even think of that.
Right. No, I would never think of that.
But yeah, that man, unfortunately, he's got a wife and kids, so that's terrible.
That's so sad.
And finally, I've heard of road rage, but have you ever heard of boat rage? A boat rage incident took place on a lake in Illinois when it was caught on video. We'll put it up online for you to check out. A man in a small red fishing boat circled a couple who were in the other boat. He then rammed the back of the boat with his, rising up over the stern. It's incredible. The man shouted at the couple before turning around and driving away. Now, thankfully, the couple was not hurt that was attacked, but their boat suffered a lot of damage. The man, he was arrested shortly after the incident and charged with operating while intoxicated. So he was drinking and malicious destruction of property. I had to beep some of this audio, but I'm gonna play this. This is the lady recording on her phone as this is actually happening. Listen to the boat circle around the first time, and the second time it drives right up the back of the boat. See, passing him right now, going by the boat. Here he comes.
It's okay. I am filming on this.
Driving right up. Up onto the boat and back down.
Oh my gosh.
So they called the cops. They were to get the guy. But the video is insane. You got to see it. We'll put a swipe up link eventually for Joe's Need to Know News on our Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. But wow.
That's crazy. Dude, you have to watch out for that, especially tomorrow, because everyone's going to be out on a lake somewhere, on the water, and people are going to be hammered.
Yeah, just be careful and give people a little bit of grace here. Let's stop with the raging, guys. let's rage and drink some beer.
Yeah.
That's it.
Let's do the fun raging, not the actual angry raging.
Let's rage on a case of ballpark hot dogs or some brats. I'm down to rage on that all day. That's Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show.